You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here's a couple of local stories for you. Governor Polis is considering signing a bill that would forbid HOAs. Hello, Jeremy. Talking to you here.
What?
It would forbid HOAs from being able to regulate the types of flags or signs that someone can put on their property. Like you put up, what was that flag you put up?
Masters of the Universe flag.
Masters of the Universe flag.
It's a pretty awesome flag.
If this bill is signed by the governor, your HOA cannot say anything about your Masters of the Universe flag.
I'm all for this. My wife can still say something about it. But...
Oh, yeah, and she will.
Oh, girl, please.
Both chambers of our legislature passed the bill. Right now, the current law we have only protects a person's right to display the American flag, service flags, and political signs.
Okay.
With this, you'd be able to put up a sign that says anything.
NASCAR.
There's that. And now, finally, for me, Children of the 90s. Here's big news for you. We should play some Alanis Morissette.
Please. God, I love her.
So her multi-gazillion-selling Jagged Little Pill album, which is coming up on 30 years old.
Gulp.
Think about that.
Gulp.
She is going to, she's on a tour. The tour was originally scheduled for last year, and then obviously COVID. Now it's been postponed. But it's a tour where she's going to sit down and play Jagged Little Pill from start to finish. She's going to play the whole thing. Plus some of her other hits, too. But she, and I've seen, I've been to concerts where artists have done that. They're like celebrating one particular album, and they will walk out on stage, start with the first track, and play everything from that album.
That's kind of fun. Yeah, that's
it's a lot of fun. So she's going to be playing Ball Arena.
Yeah.
September 22nd, Garbage will be on the bill as well.
I'm in.
I love
this. This is great
Garbage.
News all the way around.
And Liz Phair. So those are three biggies. And tickets for this show go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock at Ticketmaster. Pre-sale tickets began yesterday.
I remember almost 30 years ago when a friend of mine gave me the Jagged Little Pill soundtrack, not soundtrack, but album.
As a
and,
gift?
And as a gift, you know, I'm sure they copied it onto a cassette or something illegally.
Right.
But, you know, and I was jamming to it, and the lyrics to You Oughta Know, you know, are
nasty,
filthy, and I was rocking out to that, and I remember to this day an uncle of mine coming to my mom and being like, have you listened to that? And my mom took my cassette tape. She took it from me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Well,
I'm not surprised.
I mean, read
you
the
me
lyrics. Go online.
It's a good song. I've got a cleaned up version of it.
Yeah, that would be a great one.
All right,
she's
I'll
so
play
angry.
The cleaned up version next.
So mad.
Coming out of trending, we will rock out with Alanis Morissette.
But if you're not familiar, go read the lyrics online. Google it.
She was in studio with us. It had to be a little over 15 years ago. She was promoting something else. She came in, and I am happy to report, because people always like to know this about their rock stars, that she was absolutely charming and delightful in person. No rock star airs about her. Just
that's nice to hear.
Girl next door. It was so fun. We had a blast.
Don't take her off.
Her
though.
In studio.
Don't take her off. National, you should write a song about you.
She, you know, Taylor Swift learned a lot from Alanis Morissette, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, that's right, man. Big news of the day, it's National Donut Day.
Mm-hmm.
A few places running deals, you know, the donut places. Krispy Kreme, Dunkin', DiGiorno's doing a weird thing with that pizza donut mashup that we talked about a few days ago.
Are they?
Check them out on Twitter if you're curious about that. Story says 91% of people say that they love them some donuts. And there's some people in there that don't know. And then there's the 1% of people that hate them. Who are these monsters that hate donuts?
Weirdos.
They also say we eat about 31 donuts a year. Two or three donuts a month, Dom. I don't.
That's not right for you.
No. I wish I could. I wish I could. Yeah, I can't do that
anymore. Used to get your chocolate on chocolate.
Gosh, that's the best.
I've watched you put away three at a time.
It's so good, huh?
It's also National Cheese Day. Did you see that?
I saw that, too. So maybe combine them. Get a donut filled with some delicious melted cheese. You know, live your life. Whatever. Here's some other stuff that's trending locally here in this big old rectangle of a state we're living in. If you're looking for something fun to do with your kids this beautiful weekend, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is inviting everyone to go fishing. It's their annual free fishing weekend. It is starting tomorrow, so it's Saturday and Sunday.
What, you just don't need a license?
You don't need a license. You can go out and just fish in the state for free.
That's a good idea. Get people hooked on it.
Get a taste. Hooked on it.
And then they need to get them hooked on it. And then you got to go get a license.
That's right.
So brilliant idea.
That's kind of cool. Speaking of the fishies, Chris Hemsworth is going to be kicking off National Geographic's Shark Fest. Is this a lame attempt at competing with Shark Week on Discovery?
I think it is. But if you get Chris Hemsworth, you're a step ahead.
And they throw him in the title. This show he's going to be on is called Shark Beach with Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out on July 5th. It's a documentary where Chris is diving with sharks and meeting experts and checking out the latest tech to prevent attacks. Because I guess where he's from in Australia, there's a lot of shark attacks.
That's the bottom line.
People are getting bit a lot, and he wants to find out how they can coexist better.
Sure.
Just stay out of the water.
I was going to say,
stay out of their home.
We're invading their home.
Did you see
this? Why would they attack me?
Well, you're in the water, you moron. Remember a few months ago, Tom Cruise blew a gasket when he was on the set of Mission Impossible 7, and crew members were violating COVID protocols, and he was flipping out on them.
He gave them what for?
Woo-wee!
Up one side and down the other.
They just had to shut down the set again because somebody has COVID.
Oh, my God. You know what I'm thinking about with that, though? Don't you kind of secretly wish that it's him?
I do. Is that wrong?
I mean,
he seems like he'd make it through fine. I feel like.
I don't want anyone to.
We don't want anybody to die. We don't want any of that.
But after he screamed at people on the set,
he was.
And we're not
fire
talking
them.
His co-stars. We're talking people who are there busting their butt, you know, carrying stuff and props and makeup people and everything. He yelled at them. I kind of want him to have it.
I know. And here is a title or a headline of something that I don't know anything about. I'll just read you the headline. An Among Us-shaped chicken McNugget from the BTS meal at McDonald's is going for $100,000 on eBay. I'm sure a lot of you know what that means. It's a video game and pop group mashup thing.
Gotcha.
Bottom line, somebody's going to buy a McNugget for $100,000.
All right.
Disposable income.
You know what I want? I want you to go out and get a BTS t-shirt.
Oh my gosh.
Get that and wear it to work.
Don't tempt me, man. I might do it. Actually, there is a couple BTS songs that are really, really good.
Okay.
Really quick, for all the hippie dippies out there, if you're feeling a little out of whack, maybe you're doing things that you normally wouldn't do, you can blame it on the planets right now because Mercury is in retrograde until June 22nd. A lot of people say it really makes them do weird things. I'm sorry, honey, I had an affair, you know, Mercury. If you don't know what that means, retrograde is when a planet's orbit appears to change, so it kind of looks like it's going backwards in the sky, but it doesn't really change. It's an illusion because actually Earth is kind of out of our orbit right now, so it kind of throws things out of whack a little bit. I don't know. Do you buy into all this? What can you say?
It's just orbiting. I mean, it's just, it's not doing anything it hasn't always
done. Nothing different. It's just an illusion, like it's going backwards.
Yeah, it's
though,
just
right?
an optical thing.
So, I'm all out of whack.
Oh. Hey, listen, whatever blows people's skirts up, I mean, that's, who am I to say?
It's just, it's something to blame your bad behavior on. So.
Or either that or a reason to do something that you otherwise might not have ever done.
Yeah, there is that.
So.
Dance naked or something?
Sure.
All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find our clickbait. Just search Dom and Jeremy. This is a really creative way a guy found to send notes on Netflix after his ex blocked him on social media. This woman's name is Carmen. She found out her boyfriend was cheating. Blocked his number. Blocked his Instagram. Blocked his Facebook. Block, 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 block. Well, the dude found out they were still sharing a Netflix account, and if you're familiar with Netflix, you can create different profiles that show up side by side when you launch the app. So he just changed the names under each of those like five or six profiles to say things like, I swear I'm innocent, or please talk to me, you know, like that. And I've got pictures of it. Now, they are in Spanish, but there is a translation there in English, and it's kind of creative, and it's kind of fun to look at. It's really funny. Yeah. It's on our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.